Treasury has kicked off a one-year countdown to get all federal benefit recipients who rely on paper Social Security checks each month to switch to direct deposit. Treasury is faced with a March 1st, 2013 deadline to get federal benefit recipients off paper checks and onto a number of paperless benefit delivery methods. Joining us to talk about this whole initiative is Walt Henderson of Treasury. He heads the division that's responsible for carrying out this transition to the new paperless world. Mr. Henderson, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. So what has to happen inside Treasury to make this all doable, since you are so heavily oriented toward churning out millions of checks at high speed?
Well, we have a very active public education campaign called Go Direct, and we launched it actually last January 2011, to first let people know, if you're applying for benefits for the first time at Social Security or other benefit agencies, you need to be prepared to sign up for direct deposit or our Direct Express prepaid card. That's a requirement that is already in place. And secondly, if you're already receiving a paper check for your federal benefit payment, you have until March 1st, 2013 to switch over to direct deposit or Direct Express. So we're very busy with the campaign, reaching out to, it's a very partner-based campaign, so we have 1,800 partner organizations across the country, and that is in place because we want people not just to hear the news or the requirement from the Treasury, but to hear it from a trusted voice in their community, such as a police department or an elderly associated organization.
But I'm trying to get at what the internal process is at Treasury, or what are you going through, because you have this giant apparatus, sometimes you see it on television, of the checks spinning out at high speed. You've got to shut that down and do something else. So what are some of the internal changes?
Oh, sure. We're definitely ramping down the infrastructure around check production. 90% of our benefit payments already are made by EFT, and we're just really dealing with the remaining 7 million checks that we send each month. So we are looking forward consolidating our check production infrastructure to meet the lower volume of checks.
What does this mean for employees? Does this mean employees have to switch from kind of processing those checks to the processing the electronic funds transfer, the EFT, or is there something else that's going on for employees?
Certainly. We're looking at our operations and redeploying people to tasks associated with issuing electronic payments versus paper checks. We also announced previously in late 2011 that we're closing one of our disbursing centers, our regional financial center in San Francisco. So that obviously is a result of the lower check volume.
Now, you said you about 90% already made electronically, the remaining 7 million. Doesn't seem like a lot, but is it always the last mile, the hardest piece?
Exactly. I mean, we've been, even before this requirement, we've always heavily marketed direct deposits. So obviously these remaining 7 million check recipients have been resistant to our message previously. So that's why we really have the active campaign to really focus on the ease and convenience and the cost savings around receiving a payment electronically versus by a paper check.
We're speaking with Walt Henderson. He heads the Electronic Funds Transfer Program at Treasury's Financial Management Service. Now, in some other areas of federal benefits, I'm thinking of SNAP, they use a debit card type of system. I think Treasury looked at that and decided not to do that for these Social Security benefits.
Actually, no. We do have a prepaid card called Direct Express. It's offered under agreement with Comerica Bank. We were very mindful of benefit recipients that don't have a bank account. Direct deposit, if you have a bank account, is easy. You just provide the banking information. But if you don't have a bank account, that presents a problem. So we introduced the Direct Express card back in 2008. And it's really a key piece of our effort to move people to electronic payments.
Okay, I thank you for correcting that misperception that I had. And so what percentage of recipients do you think are the unbanked?
Our analysis shows that out of our check recipients, so 7 million check recipients, I guess around 2 million of those fall into the category of unbanked.
And of the people, of those 2 million, do you get a sense of how much security is associated with those cards? Because some of them might live in conditions where Personal security is not as great as in other places. And what about theft and misuse of those cards?
Oh, we think it's much safer than and much more secure versus a paper check. I mean, the card has Regulation E protection, which are the consumer protections. So if it's if there's an unauthorized transaction, you can get that money back. So there's a lot of protection in place around the card versus the paper check. Or if you go and cash the paper check and you lose the cash, there's no recourse. But certainly if there is an issue with the electronic payment to the Direct Express card, there are protections in place.
You mentioned the security of the cards, of the direct deposit. That's obviously one big benefit. Is the agency, Treasury Department, going to also see a benefit in terms of the cost to them to process these electronic funds transfers?
Most definitely. I mean, it costs us about $1 to issue a paper check when you consider the postage and the paper and the consumables and the infrastructure around producing that check. It costs us about 10 cents to issue an electronic payment, whether it's a direct deposit or a payment to our Direct Express card. So there are significant savings.
Now, you've got exactly 1 year left, thanks to this being a leap year. There's an extra day in there. What are you going to be doing between now and then, and what happens on the 1st of March next year? Do you, like, unplug a printing press?
No, I mean, we're very mindful of our regulation does state that people that don't switch by March 1st, 2013 will be switched to the Direct Express card. But we're very mindful of making sure people first understand their choices and have the information they need to make the decision on their own, whether it's Direct Express or the direct deposit to their bank account. So we'll spend the year educating people, getting the word out, making sure people switch over well before March 1st, 2013. We'll still be, printing a small number of paper checks after March 1st, 2013.